AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Meeting with oil executives at the White House less than a week after the U.S. took now former President Nicolas Maduro out of Venezuela. President Trump claims 30 million barrels of oil from Venezuela have come in.
That's a lot of oil. It's about $4 billion worth, and it's on its way to the United States right now. And we want to thank Venezuela for that.
The president hopes to secure $100 billion in investments to revive Venezuela's oil industry. The goal rides on executives' comfort with investing in a country facing instability and inflation. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey wants local input in the federal investigation of the shooting death of Rene Good in his city by an ICE agent.
This is not a time to hide from the facts. This is a time to embrace them, making sure that we're pushing for transparency every step of the way. The fact that Pam Bondi's Department of Justice and this presidential administration has already come to a conclusion about those facts is deeply concerning.
Minneapolis authorities are asking anyone with videos or firsthand information about the shooting to come forward. A federal judge is expected to temporarily block efforts by the Trump administration to end a program that offered legal protections for more than 10,000 relatives of citizens and green card holders. South Carolina's measles outbreak has exploded into one of the worst in the country, with state health officials confirming 99 new cases in the past 3 days. The outbreak has now grown to 310 cases over the holidays and spawned cases in North Carolina and Ohio among families who travel to the outbreak area in the northwestern part of South Carolina. The government says only 50,000 jobs were added last month. Officials in the U.S. Virgin Islands say a shark attacked and killed an American woman from Minnesota along a beach in St. Croix. This is AP News. A big, hairy, unwanted guest has been evicted.
A huge black bear has finally been evicted from a crawl space under a Los Angeles area house where it had been living since Thanksgiving. Surveillance video shows the bear tearing away screening and squeezing through a small opening. Ken Johnson says the animal twisted gas lines and toppled bricks. California wildlife officials tried air horns and shooting paintball guns, but the bear would not budge. So Johnson turned to Bear League, a nonprofit that says it specializes in living in harmony with bears. One of its experts climbed into the crawl space behind the bear and encouraged it to leave. Then they put out an electric unwelcome mat to shock the bear into staying away. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Free agent outfielder Max Kepler has been suspended for 80 games following a positive test for a banned performance-enhancing substance in violation of baseball's drug program. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.